All right, we ready?
Dude, there's like fucking cookies in the fridge that I think have been there since February.
Gross. Okay.
Welcome to the 62nd annual local programming dating extravaganza with your host, Sham Wow Guy and Android Police Officer. Why don't you explain the directors for our guests today?
All right, we have three eligible bachelors joining us today. And the rules are simple. Our bachelorette can ask anything except name, age, occupation, or income. Or if she wants, she can go ahead and ask name, age, occupation, or income, because fuck it, this is local programming. We've given her some questions that our loyal 98 Facebook fans have submitted over the course of 3 years. If you can believe it. So let's go ahead and bring out our lovely bachelorette. Bachelorette, what is your name?
My name's Isabel.
Isabel, how are you today?
Eh.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bachelor number one. Tell us who you are.
I'm confused now because you first like, don't ask for the names. Now
you weren't listening.
You didn't listen to the second part.
You didn't listen to the second part.
It's not looking good for bachelor number one.
Oh. Give us your, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself, bachelor number one.
I'm Chris, full-time employee at Albertsons. Used to go to TVP here for a couple of years. Most miserable time of my life. That's where I met these people.
What do you mean, people?
People of color. How about that?
Whoa.
One at a time, please. One at a time. Go ahead, bachelor number one. Are you done? Give us a little more story. This is for her, not for us. We already know you. Introduce yourself to her.
Please.
I'm probably the wise person ever come through TVP, I'd say.
Yep.
This isn't about TVP.
Debatable.
This is about you, dude.
I don't know.
I'm surprised by this whole dating show thing. So I show up to a podcast and I was like, I'm on a game show. I'm like, I'm not allowed to go anywhere. I'm like, there's a gun to my head right now. So.
Okay. Bachelor number two. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Quentin Johnson. I'm part time training right now at Dunkin' Donuts. Pretty awesome.
Woo.
Yeah, pound that. He has his ID out also.
I have my ID out.
So you are a citizen?
I am a citizen. Although, you know, tell the
Okay, bachelor number three.
Yeah,
you obviously are done introducing yourself. Bachelor number three, go ahead and tell us who you are.
It's Manny Fresh and just random.
Just random. Okay, thank you, Manny Fresh. All right, so Bachelorette, go ahead and ask away.
In any order
that you want or all together.
Any question you want, yeah.
Okay, this is for everyone. Obviously, this is the first question I would ask. What do you expect on a first date? Thank
you. Who do you want to go first?
Let's go numerical order, three.
There you go.
On a first date, I would expect to probably try to get to know you and have a good time.
Awesome. Moving on.
What do you want me to say, Gordo?
Yes, number two.
Okay. Well, like, I have the right answer, and then I have my answer, but I'm going to go with the right answer.
I want your answer, Quentin.
Oh, you don't want my answer. Yeah, you don't want my answer.
Oh, but I do. But I do.
All right. Okay. On a first date.
Get dirty with me. Come on.
Ooh.
All right.
We ain't playing this on the fucking 700 club.
Oh, on the first date, I expect it to be like kind of small. I don't think first date should be like a fucking Olive Garden trip. You know, word to my wallet. And
okay.
You know, at home and Netflix will work.
Netflix and what?
Just at home and Netflix. I didn't go on with anything else, sir.
Oh, so you want to fuck. That's what you want. Contestant number three. I mean, one. Sorry, three.
I know it's probably the cheap answer, but yeah, probably just like first date. So just get to know each other. See if the personalities match up. Because there's no real... That's how the first test of if it's going to be a relationship or not is if personalities match up, and that's what takes so movie, probably lunch or something, get to know each other.
Nice. Sounds nice.
Sounds boring, but cool.
This is my dating game, right? So.
All right. Next question.
Contestant number.
Just keep it rolling.
All right. If you were a detergent, what would your slogan be? Number two.
A detergent, huh? Okay. Before I can clean the mess, there has to be a mess. There you go. There's my slogan.
All right.
Just talking to the mic, yeah.
I know, I looked right at you.
Yo, dog, hey. You're taking Isabel on a date, not me.
All right, number one.
Same question?
Yes. I mean, I didn't ask another one.
Ah, man. Wow.
Well, she asked. I thought she was just asking him a question. So.
He's still going to be roasting each other from across the board eventually.
That's what all this turns into.
Just be creative.
That's a stretch
for me. Say something. Jesus.
Something. How about that?
Okay.
Awesome.
I heard that.
Number three, you're the only one left.
Manny Fresh, making your stinky shit smell good.
Oh. Ooh. I love that.
I like that. That was like. That wasn't bad.
That's a slogan and like the brand name all in one.
It is.
I'm pitching the idea.
True.
Copyrighted
slogan
already.
Slogan or an insult against
it
her.
It should have just been Manny Fresh. I don't know. You should have.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Manny Fresh. Alrighty. For real, you know?
Next question, please.
All right. Tell me your sexual fantasy. Number two.
Why? Well, you got to start with me.
Hey, I'm liking you, all right?
Oh, see, there you go, man.
On sexual fantasy. It's kind of strange, but I think you know about this. No, I told Jake.
I think you know about this.
We've known each other for so many years.
Do you want to be the bachelorette?
No, we have these arguments all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyways, it's kind of strange, but I've always wanted to be called the N-word during sexual intercourse.
Possible.
Like once, like or, the like N-word. Once or like many times.
Make that happen.
Right?
Not the acceptable Comedy Central N-word. I'm talking with the full ER, just let it roll off your tongue.
What does that, like, do for you? Like, in the penis area?
It's confusing.
She clarified, though, in the penis area, what does it do for you?
Oh, in the penis area, what does it do for me?
In the penile area.
Assuming you have one.
Yes. I hope you do.
In the penis area, it does what it does. Like, it's unpredictable. It fluctuates.
So like how you said, it's confusing, so you never know.
I never know.
Interesting. Interesting.
Marcel has broken out the freeze-dried shrimp, or freeze-dried, what the fuck is it? Squid. That's right, yeah.
Put those away.
Who's next?
Number three.
I like doing random stuff, so I would say anywhere and everywhere.
Ooh.
What an answer.
Okay.
That just lets my imagination run wild. Wow, thank you.
Let it simmer.
Number one.
It's not spicy.
I would have to say, always try like more flexible positions, I guess. Butterfly, reverse cowgirl, all those things. Well, I guess reverse cowgirl's not. I know what you're going to say before you even say it, so shut up, Marcel.
What am I going to say? I don't even know what. I wasn't thinking shit.
I don't know. I always want to try those. Like training up to, you gotta get flexible for as that'd be my fantasy.
Which is your favorite sexual position, number one?
I'd say doggy style or cowgirl.
I think that's the butterfly.
Oh.
That the butterfly?
That looks arousing.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, fuck.
You found that quick. What's on your phone?
Google image search, bitch.
I'm going to call him for cash cab.
I actually have an app for that shit.
Well, we can't see the app. Describe, what is the butterfly position then?
How about shut up and let's go on with this game show.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da.
Number three, if you were my trombone and I blew you, what would you sound like?
Heavenly. That's, you want me to make a noise or?
Yeah.
Trombone noise?
I mean, whatever noise would you make. Like? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Woke that, me up. That's the first time I think somebody's overmodulated six mics.
You like that?
Three, actually.
I'm getting a little flustered over here.
Caught on the issue with facts, goddamn.
Technical. All
right, number one.
Okay.
Same question. FYI.
Gotta try to follow that.
Fucking dead horse. Go ahead.
What the fuck was that?
What did I miss?
He just goes, huh. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I said,
I guess that's it. What about number two?
Like I said, I'm very mysterious. I either sound like I'm dying or
no.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I want to imagine it.
You want to imagine it?
Well, no. She wants to be able to remember, to know it. You know?
Yeah, like, can I close my eyes and, like, I'm imagining you on top of me and...
Have you ever done a fatality on Shao Kahn?
No.
What does that sound like?
Oh! You know, like, she screams.
Oh.
All right. Well,
was that it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I cut it off kind of short, but imagine, like, extending that that's
well,
about
we
want, it.
That's what we came here for.
Oh, come on.
Come on, exactly. Come on.
Yes.
Me.
She. Yeah. Come.
I am so thrown off, man. Okay. Like I said, it could change. So it's either death or.
I'm hearing a lot of words and not a lot. Not a lot. Of
exactly.
I do talk too, like through it. Sometimes I'm just like.
Well,
I'm talking.
All
right, yeah,
you're
exactly
throwing
what
it off.
Like I would just, you know, like, explain feeling.
I think she's losing interest.
I'm losing it.
She's gonna need the pink pill if you keep this up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The what? Pink pill.
The pink pill.
What do you mean by that?
Like get my own lady boner.
The female equivalent of Viagra that they have now.
Was it called Niagara or some shit like that?
Niagara.
<I don't know. laughs>
Niagara. All right. This is for everyone, starting with number one. Have you ever skinny dipped?
Yes, I have.
When and where? Yes.
At late night, family was in bed. I stuck my girlfriend at the time in through the back entrance and.
What?
Hey, that was later tonight.
I said, when did he skinny dip?
Hey, we gotta lead up to that. So things got getting hot and heavy. Clothes came off and one. Well, so I said, suggested maybe we should go take us to the pool, and then...
You're making this up.
No, I'm serious.
You're struggling to get through your own story.
Well, you're asking me to take this on a public scale, but I went skinny dipping, so yeah, I'm like, Yes, I have gone skinny dipping before, okay? Next person.
Wow, well, who's running this shit?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I was trying to tell my story, but then Marcel caught me in, and I'm like, okay, you don't hear my story then.
All right, let's relax. Number two.
No, but I heard it was the bomb.
Oh, maybe one of these days we can do that. All right, number three.
Yes, every time I get in the pool.
Arousing. All right.
22s.
What color of underwear are you wearing?
I got a check.
What?
Okay. Wait, what? What color underwear are you wearing?
Or do you think I'm wearing?
Ooh, I like that one.
So who we start with
this first?
Oh, I'm thinking about it. Jeez. Three.
I would say something black and lacy.
My favorite. Number two.
Blue like my balls will be if I don't get none. You want me to guess the color of yours, right?
Yeah.
Blue like my balls.
Blue balls is horrible, man. I'm gonna guess you're wearing like a nice lavender.
Granny
I
panties.
Could be totally wrong. She's wearing like men's Hanes or something like white tiger.
What?
I think you know too much about underwear.
Can you see me?
No.
Number one?
I think it's a trick question. I think you're going commando.
Ding, 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 you're wrong.
No. Just for the record, you don't have to ask everybody those questions.
Oh, really? Why not? I want to know everyone, though.
You can target just one person with one question.
All right, Marcelo.
And you can add you know, whatever other ones you want.
You can
to,
ask us. We're subject to all this.
And can you address us as Bachelor 1, Bachelor 2, and Bachelor 3?
But you don't have to, like, ask everyone if you want to ask one person one question.
But all their answers are quite intriguing.
True. Just saying. It's your show.
I mean, who would you fuck, Travis or Gordo? Number 2.
Okay, what's the question again?
Who would you fuck, me or Travis? Or ShamWow guy?
Yeah. I'm ShamWow guy. That's a tough He's one. Android.
Police officer.
This is very important, so please take this seriously.
Please take it
seriously. I am taking it serious.
Please say
There's
Travis.
Some factors. I feel like ShamWow guy might be gentle while you might be like
dominant.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So who do you pick?
I pick Android Authority over here because
someone likes it rough.
All right. Who's next?
Fantastic.
Or is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Since you're like, wah. Anyways, if I were a Twinkie,
you know what, man?
What would you fill
you
me
know what?
With?
Move
number
shit
one. If you were a Twinkie, what would you fill me with? Number one.
What was the question?
If I were a Twinkie, what would you fill me with?
There's a mic in front of me, but I'm whispering anyways. You're not supposed to feed answers to the other fucking contestants. Come up with your own one-liners.
Come on, number one. We're all waiting.
Trust you, keep making me laugh.
Hurry the fuck up.
How
oh, my
shut
balls.
The fuck up right, so I can speak. My special cream filling, I would.
Which is?
Jizz, how about that?
What are the ingredients?
Jizz. Yeah. How about that?
Jizz. What a unique answer.
My jizz.
Is it jizz flavored or like your jizz?
My jizz. I don't want just random people.
All right. Sounds good. Number two.
Same question?
Yes.
Come, of course.
Fuck. All right.
You just
number
off
three.
My answer then.
No, you said jizz. Cum is it that means more. It comes out more.
That's from the heart.
It's from the heart.
Aww. Aww.
Marcelo's suggestively rubbing the female plastic torso that's on the wall here.
I'm digging it.
As he has been all week, according to Snapchat.
No, that was.
Yeah,
me.
I saw that. You were doing some disgusting shit to that thing.
It's not over yet.
Number three.
Oh, it. What would I fill you with?
Yeah.
It depends what I had in the fridge.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
Cum.
I have a jar of it in the back.
Catch on you. I saw my cum in the fridge.
Let's clarify why there's a mayonnaise jar full of cum in his fridge.
Who told you?
All right. What is your favorite body part? Part of your body and why? Number two.
My penis, I guess.
Other than your penis.
You said my favorite.
Other than your penis.
My hand.
Fuck, man.
Which one?
My right.
Nice.
You shook that.
All right. I'll give you that one. Which do you prefer to give or receive golden? I mean, do you prefer to give or receive golden showers? Number three.
I'm not into that.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Well, you got to do one or the other.
One or the other?
Yeah.
Give it or receive it?
I guess I'd rather pee on someone. I don't want someone peeing on me if I had to choose, like, life and death. But
drip, drip, drip.
R. Kelly.
Drip, 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 drip.
Okay. How many...
How many foot? How many foot? Is that a question? Because this is number two. How many foot?
Plenty.
Do you think the size matters in bed? Number two.
The size of the bed?
Do you think size matters in bed? Sorry.
The size matters. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it matters.
Elaborate.
Yeah.
Elaborate. All right.
How?
Some people say, you know, it's the motion in the ocean, but that's all bullshit. That's what people with small penises say.
What do you say?
It does matter. That's what I say. I say, okay. I mean, come on, size matters in everything. I mean, yeah, size matters in every aspect of life. Every aspect of life. It's physics. Well, physics.
All right, quick question number two.
I don't know how you do your job interviews, but okay.
All right, quick question number two. Are you circumcised?
No. Hell no.
Interesting. Okay. Number two, are you circumcised?
You just asked number
I mean
two.
Three?
Yes.
Number one?
Yes.
Okay, good to know. What about size in bed, number one?
7.5 inches.
What? No. It was 8 size. Last time I heard. I heard you were 8. That's what
I wish I was. Fuck you.
Okay.
Did you understand the question?
Yes, I size in bed. Or what? How big.
I was throwing. I just look at the person. Like, what?
Yes, what? Where do you think you are, man?
I think I'm being ambushed on things.
So oh my god. Okay.
What was the question?
You're gay.
Are you?
No.
Are you? Okay.
How many times is too many times to masturbate in a day? Number one.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
As many times as you can come, I guess. I mean, there's no like.
But how many is too many?
Probably 6 or 7.
Hmm. Okay. Weak sauce, but all right.
Oh.
Number three, how many is too many times?
Can you repeat the question, please?
How many times is too many times to masturbate in a day?
I guess if you rub it raw, that would be an indicator that's too much.
If you had to put a number.
I'd say lucky 7.
7.
7.
11.
11.
11. All right. Number two?
I think you start going blind after like 19. So I'm going to just say 19.
Really?
Okay.
Experience or fun fact that you heard?
I'll have to test that one out. Note to self, 19.
All right. Number one, are you a Friday night or a Sunday morning?
Probably Friday night.
Okay. Okay. Number two?
Friday night.
Friday night? Okay. Number three?
Saturday.
Many's a Tuesday.
All right, number two, how much cum is too much cum?
I'd say when it's not cum anymore, when you're losing bodily fluids that have nothing to do with that area.
What the fuck is coming out of your penis?
You run out of cum at some point. You don't just keep making cum because you want it to come.
Yeah, but don't replace other fluids with cum when you. You just don't.
You run yourself out and see what comes out next, okay?
That's you don't start cum in earwax. I mean,
something.
You run out of sperm, but you don't run out of like semen as a whole.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Do you want to find out today?
I got some experimentation to do.
I'm kind of glad he's sitting up against the table because I'm getting worried that he might be getting a little excited over there.
What?
I don't know. Just your facial reactions with some.
I'm really tired. Like, I work graveyard.
Number three. How do you know when you're in love?
When you do stupid shit.
Go on.
That you know you shouldn't deal or put up with.
Number two.
I say by the time the girl blocks you on Facebook, you know.
Okay. It's creepy.
You guys are not understanding the question.
I do understand the question.
And what day is it? Six and a half.
It's kind of hard.
Well, yeah. Huh.
Because it's a big room, so.
Can you speak up, Isabel? Apparently they're hard of hearing.
Okay.
That's way better. Ooh.
How do you know you're in love, number two?
I'm sticking with my answer. When she blocks okay. you on Facebook.
When she blocks you on Facebook is when you know you're in love?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Do you need me to draw the connection?
Well, accept the answer.
Anyways, number one?
When she can get you to do as much stupid things as she wants and you still do it for her, I mean...
I mean, but then you get to the point where you start being a pushover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got all sad. That's my life.
It's going to be a struggle again. Fucking sad, dude.
That is depressing. But at least I know I'll be happy in our relationship.
The Giver.
Yes.
Famous novel.
What?
I said The Giver. Never mind. Okay. Movie adaptation
that went over.
Who or what would you like to be for a day, and why? Number two.
It's always number two.
I'm sorry. Number three.
One more time with the question.
Oh my
Who
God.
Or what would you like to be for a day, and why?
Hmm.
Es calor.
No. Just fanning myself.
If I could be anyone for a day, I would say Spider-Man. Because I think that would be pretty cool to have those powers for a day and just mess around and web-sling everywhere.
True. That'd be fun. Number two?
I'm just going to put Kanye West out there.
You want to be president?
He's not going
to
get voted.
No, to fuck Kim
Kanye
Kardashian.
West, I mean, come on. Huh? Say again?
To fuck Kim Kardashian?
Huh? Exactly.
Oh, smart man.
Yeah. Dead ass though, right? Number one?
I'll be Tony Stark because I would like to be like a billionaire playboy, fly around the world and...
Playboy?
Playboy. You heard me. Shut the fuck up.
Playboy?
Last time I asked her your message on Facebook.
You just lost a follower.
Oh, right. Fuck, 97.
You gotta unsub your podcast.
I'm gonna write like a 1-star review. Do not listen to
do
this
it,
thing.
Please do.
Please write a review, anybody.
About your experience.
1-star, any star. Half star.
Wait, so what was the answer?
Tony Stark.
Yeah, Playboy.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. He wants to be Iron Man.
He wants to be a Playboy.
For those of you who aren't
Doughboy?
Fucking nerds.
Doughboy?
No. Plowboy. Plow. Ploy.
Oh, okay.
The Philippine Playboy.
Do you like bologna? How? Number one.
No, I hate bologna.
God.
How, though?
Moving on. I don't even want to hear the rest. Two. Oh,
yeah, sure. Why not? I love bologna.
Yeah, sure. Six and a half.
Yeah, I like bologna.
What would your answer have been if he had said yes and she hadn't reacted that way?
I don't know.
I'm learning to just make shit up at this point. She's like,
What? Ooh, you're thanks,
you have done the joke.
I'm waiting for you to finish your sentence.
Wait, we're not supposed to be telling the truth.
Yeah, we're supposed to make shit up.
Am I still answering?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, was the second part to the question how?
Yes.
It was.
I like it fried.
Okay. Not too bad. Number three?
Yes, and I'll mix it in some eggs.
That's how my mom used to make it. Am I horny? Why? Number one.
Because you get to hear guys talk about how lovely we think you are right now.
And that's a yes?
All right.
She asked, am I horny? Yes or no?
No. She asked why. Am I horny and why?
Isabel, would you like to repeat the question?
Can you repeat the question?
Please. Oh, my God. Gentlemen. Please repeat.
Am I horny? Why?
Am I horny? Why?
Totally. Yes, because you get to hear what we three think how beautiful you probably are.
Okay.
While she checks her phone.
Yeah. I'm just getting written off at this point.
She's blocking them on Facebook. Yeah. She's in love.
I'm just like, you know, background checks on all of them real quick.
Oh, she's on easycourts.gov. Okay.
Yeah. And who did I not ask that question yet?
Two.
You've only done one so far.
Okay. Three.
Yes, because you sound like a freak.
You're right.
Oh.
Number two.
Oh.
I'd say yes periodically because this podcast ain't about me.
Oh, it's too cocky.
Huh? No, no, I'm saying periodically.
Wow, what a way to bring it down, man.
What was your answer?
I don't know. Periodically because this podcast isn't about me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going exactly how I
planned. I'm just having fun with it.
To the team. Did you want to sit down or something?
No, I'm good.
Is there a reason why you selected us?
Number two.
Yes.
If I choose you, would you disappoint me the most?
To be honest.
Fuck.
To be honest, it's possible.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Selfishness sometimes. Just being honest.
Are you like controlling?
Controlling in what way?
Like you won't let me do stuff or whatever.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's certain stuff I won't let you do.
Like what?
I won't let you shove a broom handle up my ass.
What the fuck? Why would I want that though?
Like I was supposed to. I mean,
he had it in the back of his head.
Yeah. The one thing I will not let you do.
Just to throw that out there.
Right? If it's a mop though, fine.
Or a plunger. Not a
broom. I don't like things shoved up my ass. How about that?
Oh, so you're not into butt stuff?
Butt stuff. Not on my end.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
Not at all. If you get to shove something up my ass, I get to shove something else in your ass.
If you were born with something to shove up my ass, that would be another question.
That's like, not fair.
She's got 10 of them.
No, no, that's not what fingers are for.
20.
I mean, but you can. 20.
If you're into that.
Meanwhile, I'm just looking down at his big toes going, no.
What the fuck? I want some more of this.
Fucking freeze-dried squid.
So where were we? Where are we?
We were stuffing something up Quentin's ass last I checked.
Yeah. Well, what could I stick up there?
I don't want anything up there.
What if you had a hemorrhoid? Could she put like a Preparation H suppository in there?
Could
I? All right, that works, yeah.
Her finger would have to go too.
Yeah, yeah, you could.
I would linger, obviously, because this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity you would be letting me, like, you know, sticking my fingers up there.
You know that orgasms are better if they play with your prostate a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it stimulates the prostate more.
Produces more
of that fluid.
Like, duly noted.
Do you know, Quentin?
Did I know?
Do you know
you're
number
not paying
two?
Attention in a...
Attention?
Attention in high school health class?
Say henchman.
Attention.
There's henchmen.
I failed Hales.
Ha! All right, you're out. All right.
What was that, you yelling?
I had to retake it and I passed later, so yeah.
All right, number one. How long could you abstain from sex or masturbation if you had to?
If I'm in a relationship, I could, without masturbating or sex, probably go 2 weeks, maybe three, pushing it. But after that, then I'd have to masturbate.
Okay.
What if you weren't in a relationship?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what the difference is there.
Not a relationship, like... Every other day, probably.
You could go longer if you're in a relationship. Why though?
Should I have something like just hold on hope for, so I can save up my energy for like the night I do get laid?
Like, you gotta train for that shit, or you're not good to go?
Yeah, you just like, do you want to save up all of the energy for the night,
man?
No,
you know what? I know where he's coming from. When you're in a relationship, sex is easier. Is accessible. So you don't have to masturbate.
And you want to hold on for...
But why can he last longer is my question.
Because you don't need to, so you can think about it like you don't have to do
it. But why are you abstaining in the first place, then?
You don't. You know. But your question was how long
I could go for.
He's like saying that's how long he would go.
So you would have to masturbate after a day and a half if you were in a relationship.
Not in one.
Not in one.
He said not in one. Okay. Yeah.
But at that point, like, I don't know when I'm going to get late, so I might as well, like...
Because why jack off if you know you're going to fuck?
Yeah.
Why do you need to jack off? Or just wait for the fuck?
I guess I don't understand. Just have sex. The difference in...
Just have sex.
No, that's not true.
It's called willpower, man.
No. You wouldn't rather have sex?
I was in a three-year relationship.
Jack off?
And I jacked off.
I'm not saying you're not going to, but for the question...
Uh-huh.
I would imagine you would last longer in between jacking off.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship,
because you have a goal that you can reach to.
Yeah. Because you know, it's accessible to you. It's like a stripper or a hooker. Like when you pay for it, you're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a relationship, eventually you're gonna get it. Maybe not when you want it, but it's coming. Okay. At some point. Maybe next week.
Someone's coming.
Anyways, that's not the point of this. I was just agreeing.
I had a friend who they could like, it was a female friend. Her and her boyfriend could have...
You don't have friends, fool.
But, so mean.
Her and her boyfriend could have sex. She'd like go in the bathroom to clean up and she'd come out and he'd be masturbating already.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, your friend's gay.
Yeah.
Don't you need like a break though? All right. Number three, what animal do you find the sexiest?
The sexiest?
Yes.
You, because you're an animal?
I would say like a cheetah.
Oh, yeah. Cheetah man.
Cheetah man. Number two, which animal do you find the sexiest?
Sexiest animal, other than me,
I'd say animal.
I'd say cats, like regular domesticated
cheetah cats,
because they're vicious.
Pattern here.
Huh?
All right.
I mean, you get to hear them. You hear those cats meowing each other's names. And there's nothing you can do about it because you don't even know where they are. But you hear it.
Ralph.
Ralph.
Right? Marco. Ralph. I like
that. Number one?
Probably panther. My animal.
Ooh.
Your animal?
Yeah. You own one?
Wait, how is that your animal?
Like a black panther?
Yeah, I don't judge by color, man.
That's what he calls it.
The Aryan panther.
Yeah, right?
The
Aryan.
Albino panther.
Albino black sheep. .com.
All right, we all went with pussies. Good. I like it.
I'm telling you, man. Cheetah man.
Cheetah man.
The cheetah cats.
Number one, what is your least favorite condiment?
Mayonnaise. Hate.
But you're white.
I know. It's self-hate, okay? I'm probably the weirdest white person ever. I just hate the look of mayonnaise, the smell of it. Just ugh.
What else do you hate?
Black people.
Say it. Say it.
Say it. Say it.
Say it with the ER, too.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
No, that would be like public record for the rest of time. Like, if I ever decide like to run for office, like they pull up that.
You're
like,
gonna run for office?
Don't worry, nobody listens to this.
So they find shit if you run for office, man.
So optimistic,
right?
You want me to say it?
Say it.
Say it.
So with the ER on it,
Southern
on it.
Say it.
Oh shit!
You think the Southerner?
Go ahead, say it with your chest.
Say
don't
it.
Do it.
Say it.
Damn niggers out there, niggers. There you go.
Do you feel better?
Can we call security and get this guy out of here?
Now I feel like...
Do you feel better?
Now I'm being marked as a racist for the rest of my life, thanks to you guys.
We told you to say it. I don't like to express your feelings. Hey.
No? We didn't say to quote deliverance. We just asked you to...
Hey, Birch, 20... Birch, $20. I'm going to post
you
this on YouTube. I was recording you.
I mean, you went full fucking...
you went full honky. Full honky,
yeah, we
bro.
Only asked you to say the word. Yeah, you just had to like...
Yeah, just once
you
like...
You got two of them in there, too.
Yeah.
He put his 2 cents and
he
his
put his whole monologue that he's been practicing.
Yeah, dude, like you've been looking in the mirror.
That's what it sounds like when he drives home.
I was gonna be not a roast of me.
While he's sitting there naked, pumping iron instead of flexing his dick. All 6 inches or what? How? What number was it? I don't remember.
15.
Okay. Fucking Birch.
Wow.
So where were we? Before we got on the train to Auschwitz.
My least favorite I hate to repeat the same answer, but mayonnaise as well.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Why?
Wait, I don't get it.
You like mayonnaise?
I mean, it's all right.
I don't like mayonnaise because it's just like, okay, I can handle a little bit, but for the most part, I'd like
for
to
the
know
most part.
The most part. I'd like to know there's no mayonnaise on my hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, a little, you know, is okay.
Just a little. Yeah.
But if it's like you're eating food with your mayonnaise.
If it looks like they got excited on my hamburger, I don't want it, you know.
Okay. Number 3.
Miracle Whip, and because
oh my gosh, for real,
that shit's gross. It's gross. I hate it.
So
I hate it.
Are you kidding me?
That's fucking gross. You like that shit?
Miracle
Whip? No.
Yes.
Miracle Whip's fucking disgusting.
No, there's a big difference between mayonnaise and Miracle. Like mayonnaise, I could tolerate. Miracle Whip's like fucking. It's white trash cousin that lives in the trailer down the street.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. I can't believe they sell that shit.
I can't believe people actually buy it.
Yeah, like I'd rather eat Spam over that any day. And Spam's good. Mixes.
Well, you can't believe they put it in their mouth. No, there's worse things to do.
Fuck, I'd eat freeze dried fucking squid over Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I don't believe that's actually not that bad.
Prove it.
I ate that last time. I'm not doing
it. No, you're trying to
go. No,
man, it was enough. You're punking out. It sounds like you're punking out.
I don't give a shit. Let's not taste that again.
Where's that bell?
Where's that bell? Pussy bell.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Cheetah cat.
Pussy.
Isabel, let's get this game rolling. Yeah. Please.
Please.
Okay. Do you hang to the right or to the left? Number 2.
I hang to the left. That's the crip side.
That's the crip side.
Okay.
It's a gangster urban youth affiliation of the streets.
I'm
the
black,
code.
By the way.
He's black, by the way.
I probably got myself disqualified in her mind.
You never know.
Hey, you never know. You're doing
never know,
pretty
man.
Good.
Yeah. See? Tortoise in the hair, man.
Number 1. How many fingers am I holding up?
3.
Disappointing.
Nope.
Disappointing.
I'm sorry, Birch, but it's over.
Can you ask us some non-script questions?
Yeah. Tell me about one reoccurring nightmare that you have from childhood.
Who do you want to answer that?
You.
Me?
Three. All right.
Not a reoccurring nightmare, but as a child, I remember having a dream that we made construction airplanes. Someone threw it. And it sliced my eye open. So, like, anytime, like, growing up, like, when shit get in my eye, I couldn't put contacts on or, like, anything like that. It would just kind of freak me out.
Whoa. So that wasn't a nightmare, though? That was...
Yeah, it was a dream I had, like, as a kid. So for the longest time, yeah, I just was scared.
You enjoying
getting
your lunch,
my eye sliced open.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a reoccurring nightmare.
Okay. Interesting. Number 2?
Definitely being chased by the Ku Klux Klan.
Birch?
I said nightmare.
It's a reoccurring nightmare.
Is that really?
Yes.
Can you tell us?
That's a little paranoid nowadays. And there's not like in the southern states. Not like you're in Kentucky and like there actually are Ku Klux Klan.
I felt like I was there when you said that, Birch.
You would know, wouldn't you, Birch?
Quinn just scared of Birch.
That's why he hangs around me. He's like, if I'm friends with him, he won't lynch me.
Exactly. Keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
All right. All I said was I have recurring nightmares of the Ku Klux Klan chasing me and like.
Like chasing you like they want you?
Yeah, like chasing me like they want me. You know,
like
what,
they
for
want
what?
You?
Ku Klux Klan.
Like they want it?
The D?
Yeah.
The D? Yeah, they want the D.
Like they want it.
To cut it off? Yeah, maybe.
Ah! Jesus.
Yeah.
Number one? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here.
Door shut.
You hear an elevator? His fucking ship has arrived.
My nightmare recurring I had is a. Seriously, never again am I answering any of your messages.
Namakara. Just answer the question, Bruce.
I'm trying to. Okay. After I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark. What? Shut the fuck up and let me speak.
Is that the one with the Nazis?
So you're afraid of KKK. He's afraid of Nazis.
So I'm like chasing this black guy.
These goddamn Nazis started getting.
Yeah, right? And we're all like in white and shit.
No. The part where they throw Indiana Jones into the pit with the snakes. That's always haunted me, like, because I would have, like, after seeing that, I had nightmares about being thrown into a pit of snakes for, like, a couple of years, and I couldn't even, like, touch a snake, even, like, at the Yuma Fair, you know, like, they have those big, like, pythons. I couldn't get within, like, 5 feet of them, like, honestly.
Where do you touch these big pythons? At the fair?
At the fair, you know.
Like, where?
Myself
like
at night.
In the bathroom? In the bathroom? That's not part of the fair.
Do I have to pay you for this? No.
No.
Pleasure was all mine.
No, step right up.
You could also try this game where you suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Go ahead and put your mouth on it. It's fine. It's clean.
I cleaned it.
It's alive.
So snakes? Are you still afraid of snakes?
Not as much as I used to be, but I can like touch one now. Like I can touch one without like fear, but like rattlesnakes and all those ones, I'm still afraid of.
Can you touch yourself?
Yeah, I do that every other day. I think I did today before I came here.
Did you masturbate today?
Yeah.
How much did you come?
Yeah.
You washed your hand because I shook your hand earlier.
You motherfucker.
Yes, I washed my hands. I even took a shower afterwards, okay?
Damn, that dirty?
Which one did you do first? Wash your hands or take a shower?
Took a shower, then I ate something, then washed my hands up, okay?
What'd you eat?
Pizza.
What kind?
Sausage.
Cold?
No, hot.
From where?
DiGiorno.
Oh, it's not delivery. It's a porno.
It's a porno.
He made his own.
Did you masturbate today, number two?
No.
I would hope not. I picked you up right as you woke up, so I'm like, you better not.
Will you masturbate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To me?
It depends.
On.
What?
It depends.
Yeah, on.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen her yet. There could be a guy, like, sitting back here.
You're right.
Just a dick pops out of the fucking cushion there.
Dick comes to the floor. Oh, my God. Oh, hold on.
Oh, hey, now.
Oh, you trying to cheat.
Watch out now, bro.
Just going to be able to see your leg.
Hold on.
The mic turned
on. Don't look.
I just wanted to feel that you're real.
Show me that
where
it's real.
Oh,
like all right, so should we change paces here? What do you think?
Can they ask me questions?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's switch it up a little bit.
Switch it up.
You guys got some questions you want to direct toward the Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Feel free. Let it rip.
Who was going first?
And,
all right, Donald Trump Jr. first. Let's go.
Let's go with Birch.
I'm going to put you behind that wall and make you guys pay for it.
No.
What?
Come on, brother.
Right?
Bachelorette, what's your dirtiest fantasy, sexual fantasy?
Oh, like a teacher and a schoolgirl? And I like being spanked, so that, and like being choked and being having my hair pulled and like that. There you go.
All right.
Wake up, Quentin. Saw you zoning out there a little.
I was just thinking. That's
staring
all.
Rather intently at the wall.
Have you ever used the N-word during sexual intercourse?
And can you?
Please elaborate.
And if you pick me, will we?
I will for you. But no, I have not.
Oh, I'm up?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was all stuck.
No one left.
So. All right. Oh, I thought we're just asking one question. That's it?
No, you just keep going.
It's like around. It's like one time.
What's your idea of a perfect date or a fun one?
Mr. Romantic.
I really like doing the softball things where they throw them at you. The
like
machine.
Arabian eye goggles or like what?
Oh, shit.
She said she likes it when balls are flying at her.
I believe she was referring to batting cages.
She's got the ball.
But I mean, balls in my face aren't that bad.
Okay.
Aren't too bad.
How many balls is okay?
How many balls is too many?
I would say like 7.
Is that on one person? Is that on one person or
odd number?
Well, you never know. That's like normal.
The tripod Somebody or the dude with one.
That's it.
Yeah? Who invited Lance Armstrong?
A guy always ruining the party, taking all the girls.
Batting cages, maybe some mini golf, pizza, and a quickie.
Nice.
Pizza and a quickie.
Yeah. I did it.
You're thinking about it, huh?
Don't make them.
All right, guys, go ahead. One more question each.
Goddamn squid all over the floor.
Make it a good
here.
One. Make it an actual one that you want to fucking know. Not some stupid shit about where she's wearing.
Stuck her finger.
Okay.
The knockout punch.
Knockout punch. What's your favorite hobby to do on your free time?
I like watching movies and watching the commentaries for some reason. I don't know. And that's it. I'm sorry, I'm boring.
It's okay. Hey, after all the answers I've given, you've answered a lot better than I have, so let's be honest.
At least you didn't recite your monologue.
Most importantly, are you a gamer?
A little bit, yeah.
What do you like to play?
I like to play Nintendo.
How about name a specific
game?
Title?
Yeah.
I like Mario games.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a weak sauce gamer.
Pretty much.
I mean, but you can teach me, right?
Yeah, we'll play some Wii.
But I have to charge. Many?
We got a black one.
I only got one question.
Say it into the microphone.
No, I'm trying to think.
Oh. Because you're like a foot and a half. Because
I thought we were going to go by like a few more times, but since you said one.
For you, Manny, you get two.
I get two?
It's going to take him twice as long now.
All right. What is your last name? Because I just got to make sure we're not related. And do you have any family members that live around here? This is a legit question.
Does this happen a lot?
We'll censor it.
Does this happen a lot to you? You get like...
No, well, I'm from here, so I just want to make sure, you know, like, if they said they're paying for a date and we go on a date and some shit happens, you were serious about paying for the date, right? For the winner?
Yeah, if she picks you, yeah.
That's not a verbal answer.
Yeah, they just, yeah.
No, yeah, if she picks you,
yeah,
fuck yeah.
Contract
yeah.
With them, like,
yeah, I got a verbal contract right now. But yeah, no, I'm always curious, you know?
Okay, my last name is...
Beep.
No. No, I don't have any family here.
Perfect.
Why is that perfect?
Like, because he's not going to be like fucking his cousin. Maybe that's why.
I'm not a cousin.
Or maybe he will be fucking his cousin.
You
find out
no
next
problem.
Time on the Dating Extravaganza local programming show of dumb.
I'll give you this. You have no worries with me on that issue.
All right, let's do one more question since I didn't feel like it was knockout worthy.
Yeah.
One more. Manny, think about your good question.
I will. I'm simmering on it.
You take your time.
You go first.
Man. You go first.
I'm a, you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now I get to sit in the front of the bus.
Good one.
Times, hey, times have changed, my
That's
friend.
Like a black joke.
Times have changed.
That's a black joke.
That is.
Yeah. I get it.
Black culture.
Do you like black jokes?
What?
Do you like black jokes?
No.
No? Why? I mean, seriously, why? What?
Why don't you like black jokes?
Because they're racist. Okay. I mean, isn't that a good enough reason?
Not really, no. I think, like, before you get end up eating it all.
I mean, they make me laugh. Like, I'll chuckle at one, but I'll feel bad for it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like black jokes.
I don't know.
I like all jokes, but, like, I don't get offended by black jokes.
Oh.
Just ask these guys.
I don't know. Oh, I just feel bad.
Boy.
Okay.
It's a good thing I brought two bags.
Sorry. Somebody's stuffing more freeze-dried squid in their mouth.
Can I try that?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just shut all of them in
the Here, we'll give you the fresh package that nobody's had their fingers in.
This stuff is
wow. Like everyone's just all eating now. No, no.
You want some?
All right.
Yeah, I want to try that.
As soon as someone quit struggling with the package.
Ew, get the fuck out of here.
Same thing.
All right,
here. Hand
to
the bag.
Unless you want me to walk over.
He didn't come back.
Alright, so Bert's question or Mr. Manny?
Yeah, I'll step up to the plate. Who's looking like they're winning so far? Legit question. And why?
Ooh. There's a knockout punch.
You are because you're not like number two who's going to come inside me. Or number one who's a little bitch.
Whoa! Oh!
Cool. Respect that. Thank you.
And Birch.
Use a bitch.
I'm trying to fix my bitchness now.
Well, hey, they're
going to use their questions to tell her off now.
Why are you a bitch? And please give me details.
My question is, fuck you?
Fuck you?
Yeah.
Fuck you? And why?
Well, and how? My question is, why are you a bitch to white people all of a sudden? Like, I'll get racist that the black person's eliminated.
It's pretty good, huh?
No,
it tastes like orange. It's spicy.
He makes it sound like it's so bad.
Yeah, it's like
who? Oh,
yeah. Can I have over here?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Not right now.
I feel like I've eaten this before.
Get it all over the place.
It's all right.
So your question?
Why do you hate white people?
Why do I hate white people?
Yeah, because you call me a little bitch, so I must man up now. Yeah.
Well, she hasn't seen you yet, white.
Because I said you're a little bitch. I didn't say you're a little bitch because you're white.
I told you this would end up them roasting each other, didn't I?
They don't even know each other.
Go ahead, no holds barred. Just go after her.
Yeah. She hasn't even seen him. She doesn't know that he's white.
Yeah, he could be not white.
Yeah, he.
I could be just making this up.
Exactly.
You could not even be.
I could be black.
He's
Quinn's
totally
white.
Jamaican.
Yeah, you know, a lot of black people.
Would I be wearing this hat if I was not Jamaican?
Birch.
His name's Chris, remember?
What's
Chris.
Fisting have to do with it?
No, it's not fisting. Knockout punch.
Fisting?
Knockout question.
Make us proud.
Do it. Come on, do it.
Yeah, no pressure on me. Why did you agree to do this show?
Well, because I'm a little desperate and looking for love.
Yeah.
He's all condescending her now.
If I made
you. Respect yourself. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you guys, and we'll just start with you and go, you know, one, two, three, whatever.
Can we ask you questions?
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question.
I want
to
ask you a question.
Yeah, feel free. Go ahead. Go ahead, ask me a question.
No, not yet, but after you're done asking me.
I actually forgot what I was going to ask, so go ahead.
Oh my God.
No, I wanted you to buy me some time.
No. We're short-term memory.
Fuck you.
Fucking goldfish. Dory.
Goldfish, yeah.
Autumn Dory.
No, Go ahead and ask us a question.
No.
You said you wanted to ask one.
No, I just wanted to know if I could. I didn't have one lined up.
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to date a lovely woman. Hopefully she picks me.
What?
Your turn. Don't stare at me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me on the show as well. I'm sure you don't have that many black friends. That's why you invited me. So, yeah, thank you.
There's not that many black people in here.
Only 50.
All right.
No, there's that. Look at his numbers again.
No, there's like 120, maybe.
And I have all their addresses, Birch.
Right? Yeah. You would know.
He's got a map at home with push pins
with the tax on it, showing where everyone
is. Like we established before, I am black, so I know where all my people are. I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
What'd you say? Well, you said I'm black and you're white, so I know where all my family is, like all the black people.
Wait, your family?
You what?
All right, guys, all right.
Settle down.
Simmer down. Okay, Travis, you got anything you want to add? Questions,
no,
maybe?
Not really.
Question for Isabel to...
Was that all the questions that they all went through?
Yeah, they're done, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, told us last questions when you asked, like, last question we can ask her.
I wanted you guys to give me your last, like, good...
Knockout.
I got a question. Are you guys taking bets on the results on this?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I am.
Gambling
like is there internet polls on this?
All 97 viewers up there? You know what? I think you guys are off. No, okay. So, you guys are all done. All the questions are done. So, Isabel... Go ahead and pick the two contestants that you do not want to date and start off with the least likely or, you know, less likely to date.
That's
and
so fucked up.
Move your way up. Leaving the last person that you would want to date. So go ahead and, Isabel, pick the two, eliminate the two that you do not want to date.
Drum roll.
Please.
Not so epic drum roll.
And then one by one, when she says your name or says your number, you're going to come out, you're going to reveal yourself, and it's going to be fun and stupid.
More stupid than
you
fun.
You could have had this.
Number one, I'm sorry. You remind me too much of my brother, and I hate him.
Damn.
So, Isabel, this is number one. This is who you could have been dating today.
This is the masturbation hand?
It's all chat.
Okay.
Give us some last comments, Birch.
I hate both Travis and Marcelo with a passion.
Hey, dude, is she
they
hot?
Ambushed me, but it's a pleasure to meet you. You're very good. And that's my final thought. Oh, fuck you. Fuck
okay.
You. Yeah, you're recording this.
Nice. All right, just go ahead and put the mic down and we'll... Next contestant that you would not want to date is?
I'm sorry, contestant number two.
Oh.
But it seems like all you want to do is fuck me and have sex in a relationship.
Well,
I mean, I'm
right.
Down with that, but we got to have a little intimacy.
Quinn, I'm sorry.
Emotional intimacy.
Please come out and reveal yourself.
All right.
Expose yourself. Expose. Give us some last thoughts, Quentin. What happened?
Oh, man.
Where do you think you went wrong?
I came on too strong with her.
You came on her too strong?
I should
have held back a little.
I should have held back.
I rushed the nut, so to speak.
Nice.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
All right.
Hey, Manny.
Manny?
Manny.
Yes.
Alright, go ahead. Alright, so Manny, come out here and meet your lovely date.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, who would have thought? Who would ever have thought?
So what's our limit?
Travis, tell them where they're going.
Are you gonna drive us?
Travis,
where
tell
them.
That's
what we won. What did we
tell
win?
The viewers.
What did we win?
Tell the viewers what they won.
What did we win?
What did they win?
What did we win?
I don't know. What did they win, Travis?
What
tell
win?
Us.
Tell us.
Tell us, Travis. Travis, tell us where they're going. Where are they going?
Where are they going? Where are we going? You want to know?
I
don't know where you guys are going, but we'll figure it out.
Next time.
Do we have say or you guys
actually, no. Isabel, now that you've seen your guest, your contestant, do you want to take him out on a date?
Of course.
His 22s don't lie.
They're 19s.
And there you have it, folks. One successful second 62nd annual dating thingy show extravagant. How long is this? Because we probably need some more time. Okay. Isabel, give us some thoughts on why you didn't pick these two finely tuned gentlemen.
Number one, he's racist.
Number one.
Number two, yeah, you do remind me of my brother.
Come, if you need to talk, come to the mic. If you need to talk, come to the mic. This is an audio show. It's going off.
Yeah, somehow there's video of me getting like saying racist shit out there.
Yeah.
There's no video of that. It's only audio.
He has video of that.
Oh, then I don't know. He's not. He's third party, so.
Well, I would expect that from him, honestly. Like, because he'd think it'd be funny, too. He'd be like, put on like all the...
How do you feel? How do you feel that she didn't get picked, Birch?
Put that over the air comms, like, just be...
Birch, how do you feel?
Yeah, well, just sad, I guess. She's a very lovely girl, so, yeah.
Would you like to take her on a date?
Yeah.
Take me on a date.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
She did, like, two dates. Not him, though. He's
Oh.
Quinn, come up here. How do you feel, Quinn?
I'm devastated, man.
Yeah?
I am appalled. But, you know, Manny is a good-looking man, so...
All right. Travis has offered...
Panda Express.
Travis has offered dinner at Chipotle and a round... of mini golf. No.
She said.
Okay, you like mini golf?
Mini golf, okay.
Okay, sure. A round of mini golf and five what tokens to some shit to Wally's World. Oh. One night at Wally World where you can enjoy the aisles and aisles of food, groceries, and more.
It says batting cage tokens, you blind ass.
Groceries. One night at Walmart donated by us people. Quentin, you're paying for it. Thank you to all our contestants for coming on the show and making it just as awkward as I expected it to be. Birch, don't worry. You're going to be fine. Your reputation will not be tainted by the airing of this episode.
The airing of this episode?
Exactly. The airing of this episode. Isabel, go ahead and... say something for everybody out there listening.
No.
Great. I couldn't have said it better myself.